The Our Future, Our Choice campaign launched in Belfast yesterday. The UK-wide campaign is led by young people who want a second referendum. But is it a sign of a growing movement for Brexit or just sour grapes over a result that some young people cannot accept? Tara Connolly is from the project Our Future, Our Voice. Morning, Tara.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the commentator, Nelson McCausland. Good morning, Nelson.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Tara, sour grapes, accept the result. People knew what they were voting for and you lost.
Well, no, the rest of the UK lost. This region voted to remain, and I think it's foolish not to recognise that the Northern Ireland people in this region have a very particular set of needs that is completely different from the United Kingdom, and that to leave the European Union would be disastrous for us on a different scale.
Well, the biggest party when we had devolution was the DUP, who don't agree.
Yes, but 55% of the population did, and the DUP have been elected to represent their voters, and unfortunately at the moment, they are the only people taking their seats in Westminster, and they aren't representing the mass populace, which is a massive shame, and we don't have an assembly to do it for us. So at the moment, it falls to the public to be able to make the voices heard.
So you don't believe in referendum then? You don't
referenda.
You don't believe that when a government stands up and says, look, this is not a regional poll, this is a UK-wide poll, and the result was for Brexit, you're refusing to accept the democratic vote?
No, I'm not refusing to accept a democratic vote. I think our referendum, what we're proposing, is for people to have a choice on the deal that Theresa May proposes. If this deal is not what anyone actually wanted in Brexit, we should have the right to be able to say that.
Nelson, is that not a strong argument, that it's not rerunning the referendum, it's giving the public a choice on the deal? And what's wrong with giving the public more choice, Nelson?
Well, the organisation Our Future, Our Choice is a private limited company that was set up by four people, incorporated in February of this year. It has a particular aim, and that is to overturn, to subvert the result of a democratic referendum across the United Kingdom. And it's worth bearing in mind, they're very clear. Their priority is not a referendum. That's simply a means to an end. This is really about stopping Brexit, because the people behind this company, Our Future, Our Choice, are people who are passionately pro-European. I think they're quite confused.
Yeah.
Of their thinking but about
even
that.
If that, that even that Nelson, their... even Nelson, if that is the case, your position and the position of your the party that you used to belong to, the DUP, and other Brexiteers across the UK, is that this is what the people not just wanted, but this is what the people currently want. Your position is people currently want Brexit. So why are you so frightened of letting a vote prove that?
Well, can I make two points there? First of all, I wouldn't actually be frightened of anything in that regard, because I think that if we have seen from recent opinion polls that the Remain side is just slightly ahead in the opinion polls, that is after the torrent we have had day after day after day from every sort of lobby group, pressure group that you could imagine, all saying that it's going to be a disaster. And if, after all of that, you still have such strong support for Brexit, then I would suggest that if there was a referendum and there was campaigning on both sides fairly and equally and all of that, then indeed we would actually see the same result again.
So why are you fighting to stop people having another vote?
I'm simply commenting, that's why I'm not fighting for anything. The point here is that this is all about a campaign which is geared towards young people. That's what Our Future, Our Choice is about.
What's wrong with that?
Let me just explain my point there. They were standing outside Chequers at one stage with outside a cabinet meeting with placards saying, "Your Brexit screws our future." This is all about the fact that they're claiming that within a number of years, a lot of older people will have died off, and I put myself in the category of over 60, in fact over 65, therefore I would be in that category. We'll have died off, so we won't be able to vote, okay, and therefore they will get a majority.
Let's let Tara respond.
I would just want to say as well, I absolutely understand that everyone should have their political opinion, whatever they think. But I am a young person, I'm 20, and in a year I'll be going into the world of work, and it's a terrifying place to go into when I'm seeing companies like Airbus that provide 4,000 jobs in Northern Ireland leaving or wanting to leave because Brexit's going to ruin their financial stability in this region. That is my future. That's the reality that I'm facing, and that's every other young person in the United Kingdom, particularly in Northern Ireland, are facing now. And that's a reality that I will have to deal with for something that a lot of young people never got to even vote for. That's the future that's been given to them. They weren't given the choice to vote in it. This is their chance now to potentially make their voice heard about a future that doesn't look all that bright.
I think that the comments that Tara makes there reflect quite obviously, passionately and earnestly, the views of someone who has been subjected to this sort of torrent of Remain propaganda, the Project Fear. I know people who actually work in Bombardier and who are passionately pro-Brexit.
Nelson McCausland, you should afford her the prospect of she has her own brain and her own opinion,
and she is able to resist
propaganda as much as you are.
I think that...
even if she is just 20.
No objection to that point at all, and I would entirely respect Tara's view. She's perfectly entitled to it, just as I'm entitled to mine. But I do have a difficulty with a view that says, and it's on some of the literature, within 5 years, we will have a pro-Remain majority. That's basically saying that older people will have died off, and therefore the result will have changed.
Okay, Tara?
And I find that ageist.
Yes, Stephen?
How would you respond to that?
I would say that at least give people the choice. We're not asking for us to remain in the European Union right away. We're asking for a referendum to have a choice and a deal is being proposed. I know that there are people that are pro-leave. They're dissatisfied with the deal that is potentially being created by Theresa May's government. This referendum is to give people a choice on what the future of their country looks like. I don't see how that could potentially be a bad thing.
Well, I have no issue there in terms of people having opportunity to express their views, but I want to go back to the first point there.
Just because there's 2 minutes left, Nelson, can you address the point of people didn't vote for the deal, they voted for to leave. Why would it not be even more democratic, Nelson, to give people the chance to look at the deal and then vote? It would be a different vote. It would be a vote on the deal. Why do you object to that?
I don't think it's a particularly good negotiating approach to go into negotiations on that basis, because that simply encourages the European Union to be as intransigent. If it could be even more intransigent than it is already, it would be even more intransigent, because they would know if they hold out that they will be able to get some sort of situation which would be unpalatable, and therefore people would eventually, perhaps,
okay,
they hope, and follow them down the road.
And final word to you, Tara, with 40 seconds.
I have to say, I think this referendum would be a fantastic opportunity, even for Northern Ireland, to finally be able to sort of voice in a UK-wide situation that we're usually quite ignored in. And it's also a unifying point in the middle of what usually is green and orange politics, that we as a nation are able to find unity over this issue, that we're all concerned for our future and want to be able to assert our voices together.
Tara Connolly, Nelson McCausland, thank you very much indeed.